Democracy! Democracy!
Leser!
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 Demonstrators in New York City shouting Gyani Chor Des Chod, King Gyanendra, leave the country. On Friday, several hundred Nepalese and supporters demonstrated at the United Nations Assembly Hall to voice their opposition to the government of Nepal's King Gyanendra being represented in the UN General Assembly. King Gyanendra was originally slated to appear in person at the UNGA, but on September 6th, the Royal Palace stopped preparations for the monarch's travel to New York City. The palace gave no reason for the cancellation, but it occurred amidst strong protests and numerous statements against Gyanendra's right to represent the Nepali people. In 2002, in the context of a growing Maoist insurgency, King Gyanendra instructed the then Prime Minister to dissolve the sitting parliament and then sacked the Prime Minister, ending Nepal's recent 12 years of representative democracy. Since then, he has installed several hand-picked prime ministers. On the 1st of February 2005, Gyanendra enacted a royal coup, arresting the entire Council of Ministers, along with several hundred political party workers, journalists, students, and human rights activists. Anna Sturr spoke with a few of the several hundred people at the rally. Guna Raj Luitel, the news editor of Kantipur, Nepal's largest daily newspaper, was there to cover the UN General Assembly. He commented on the Nepali diaspora in the U.S.
Earlier, the presence of Nepali people in this big country, that was too little. Still, the number is quite low. But now these people are very much vibrant, and politically they are very much conscious, and they are very much worried about Nepal. So it is good things.
How much influence can diaspora Nepalis have on they can
influence because these people are here in a good place, like here is all the power centers. If they do a little, then it will have a bigger impact in the country. Even they can lobby, they can go to some humanitarian organization, they can go to UN
here
system.
In the United States.
Yeah, yeah. And even the government of UN US, they can plead for the, and even they can fight for the Nepalese people. What is happening in Nepal, and they can do something for their countrymen.
It seems to me that the popular perception in Kathmandu of diaspora Nepalese is that they're out of touch with the reality on the ground in Nepal. Do you think that that's true?
Some people, I got some impression from some people that they are not quite knowledgeable about the situation in Nepal. But some people, even some people who are gathered here, they are quite conscious. But I found some people, they think that okay, we need to. Maybe we need to tolerate a kind of authoritarian regime. That kind of thinking is also there with some people. But I argued with them, okay, you people are living in such a democratic country, maybe they have all the liberties and freedom for the people, and you people are asking us to remain in the authoritarian regime, and that is that doesn't make sense. So at least you should ask for the more democratic space and a more democratic value that is there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you welcome.
Manuka Sharma Parajuli is a former teacher who left Nepal due to persecution for her political activities. She explained why she was at the rally.
In our country, Nepal, it's nothing is right. It's our human rights has been taken away from us. We cannot speak, we cannot go the place we wanted to, we cannot learn things we wanted to learn, we cannot write things we wanted to write. It's a little things, then bigger thing, anything we cannot do the way it's supposed to be. Even we don't even have a right to speak, we don't even have a right to do anything we wanted to do. That means our all human rights has been taken away, and we do not want to have a king. We really don't want to have a king. We want to have a democracy, complete democracy like how United States has it.
Dr. Tara Nirola is the president of the America-Nepal Friendship Society. He teaches at Columbia University Teachers College and is a researcher consultant at Fordham University.
Could you tell me why you think it's important to be protesting the king's representation in the UN?
It is very important in the sense that there are heads of states and governments from over 189 countries attending the United Nations, the high-level session. And we want to send a clear signal to the international community that whatever the King Gyanendra is doing in Nepal is doing against the will of the Nepali people. And that's what one thing we want to do here.
And you were talking before about the importance of the people to rise up against the monarchy. If the people are successful in their movement, what form of government do you think Nepal should have?
It is important for people to fight against the king's regime. It is important for people to get their power back, and it will be important for people to have their elected representative to run the government so that the nation's sovereign power rests on the people, not on one single person who is against people's will.
And what do you think about the current possibilities of dialogue between the political parties and the Maoists?
There is always a possibility, but I think it is more of a strategic move on the part of the political parties and the Maoists. They, I think, probably want to show some kind of a unity, thereby creating a kind of a environment where king feels pressure. That's probably what they want to do. But I think if the Maoists are serious, if the political parties are serious, they should go to the table and, you know, hammer out all the differences and give relief to the Nepali people. And that is the peace first thing. Then work to establish the full democracy in Nepal where, you know, people govern, not the king.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mohan Sitola is a professor of literature at Tribhuwan University in Kathmandu. He read and explained his placard.
Peace is needed, not in words alone. Peace in action. Okay? We want peace in Nepal, and we want democracy in Nepal. We want liberty and freedom in Nepal. Human rights being observed and being enjoyed by all people, like in the free world. Well, we want democracy in Nepal.
Sitola expressed his skeptical appreciation for the recent unilateral ceasefire declared by the Maoists.
Well, you see, the UN is going here, and the UN is going to make a resolution about the Maoists that they are terrorists. So maybe to check this thing, they might have thrown this kind of thing. They might have thrown this kind of bluff to the UN season being conducted, being run in here. So this kind of diplomacy, a kind of time by, they might be playing upon the people. So we are doubtful if they will maintain this in action. But we want, we welcome, we appreciate the peace being declared. But we urge them to follow it into action.
This has been a production of INSN, International Nepal Solidarity Network. Produced by Sage Radichowski. Interviews by Anna Stir. Please visit insn.org for more news on Nepal and to connect with others who are working to support Nepal's civil society.